That's his name, not what his first words will be.
Yo, Yo Ma, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. A second intelligence official may file a formal whistleblower complaint against President Trump. The New York Times reports the official is alarmed about the president's attempts to pressure Ukraine and is weighing his options.
A new complaint would give Congress more ammunition as they fight the White House over documents in this subpoena showdown.
Fox's Leland Vittert. Senator Elizabeth Warren's campaign fires National Organizing Director Richard McDaniel following complaints of inappropriate behavior. A spokeswoman for the campaign says outside counsel is investigating. In Hong Kong, pro-democracy protesters take to the streets angry that Chief Executive Carrie Lam banned them from wearing face masks. She claimed the ban would help quell violence. It's done the opposite. America's listening to Fox News.
7 o'clock.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Demetria Thomas, we hope you're ready to qualify for that $1,000 gift certificate to Dylan Rings. It's the name game, and Demetria Thomas, you have until the end of the hour to get in touch with us at 396-5477. When you do, you will qualify.
Qualifying?
Yes.
For what?
For the $1,000 gift card to Dylan Rings.
I'm just trying to get you to say it a second time. Thank you.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
We're hopeful today. This is the day that the cool front moves through the state, the leading edge of cooler air. You'll actually feel the relief more tomorrow. Behind the front, ahead of it, there's a nice, robust line of scattered showers and thunderstorms. However, I keep looking at all the models. The front becomes more anemic by the time it gets to us. So will there be any rain left over? There might be. High today in the upper 80s. Risk of an evening shower. Overnight low 67. Tomorrow, the air will feel more comfortable. Sure, it'll still be in the mid to upper 80s, but a little breeze. And lows tomorrow night in the mid 60s. Can't rule out a leftover shower tomorrow. Boy, if you were standing in the right place on Saturday, you got rain. And I was standing, well, I was soaked throughout several layers of clothes. It was unbelievable out at the fair. I got to the house and there was dust. There were tumbleweed. It was tumbleweed going by.
I was wondering how isolated that was where we were.
Extremely isolated and in nature.
Yes,
but some places, well, the airport had 5,800, the first measurable rain in 34 days.
Wow.
So tomorrow is better. Wednesday and Thursday, upper 80s. I know that doesn't sound nice, but it's better than 102. And it will feel better. 60s at night. Spotty showers possible Friday. Why? Because of a second cold front. The one that delivers what I call the real deal cool for next weekend. And right now this morning, northeast winds at 6. Some scattered clouds out there at 71 degrees at 7:06. Plumbing by Luke Wire is ready to take care of you now. And they were ready to take care of you in the middle of the weekend. And if you call on a holiday or whenever you call, they're ready to take care of you. And they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. They took care of me last week. In fact, I called them out for one issue. And then they fixed that and found another issue. And I said, oh my gosh, I didn't even know about that. So took care of two problems at once. Very professional. Gosh, I think 2 hours passed or less from the time I called to when a plumber was at my house. It was incredible. And the whole house plumbing inspection, which I got about a couple of years ago, will let you know if there's a big problem lurking that you don't even know about that they can fix before it happens. You know what I mean? As they say at Plumbing by Luke Wire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 844-17.
We're getting very close to random facts, followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz. But it's 7:06. Let's see how the roads are doing.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a look at the roadways for you this morning. We've got our first accident. This is going to be on the Troy Highway at the Eastern Boulevard. Right in that vicinity, use caution as you drive through there this morning. I-65 and 85 picking up traffic, but no issues there. 231 out of Wetumpka looking good, as well as Highway 31 from Prattville into Montgomery. Don't forget the school zones this morning and the school buses. The school zones are going to be active for the next little bit. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's almost that time. Are you ready?
Hey, you ready?
Huh? For what?
My show.
Oh, I love this show.
You hate this show.
I love this show.
Why do you love it so much?
Because this is the show I love.
These guys are hilarious.
Oh, I'm spinning gold this morning.
They do so much funny stuff.
I better save some for the broadcast.
You better be saving the good jokes for the broadcast. That was not ready for prime time.
Good thing we're on in the morning.
It's showtime.
Let's just end to the News Talk newsroom. Allergies. When pollen counts are high or extraordinarily high, help cut crime by 4%.
Really?
Honestly, this is what it says.
Another study.
Seasonal allergies, a study from not one but two U.S. universities, found that in 16 cities, there's an average of 4% less crime on days with high pollen counts.
Because you just don't feel like robbing when you've got sinus pressure.
Who's going to do a carjacking when you've got snot running down your face?
And that's the thing. What if you sneeze at the crime scene and then your DNA's everywhere?
Good point. Studies showed that violent crimes like murder, robbery, aggravated assault were most hindered by allergies. In other words, it seems that violent criminals are just as likely to want to stay inside and avoid their allergy symptoms like the rest of us. Now, we've had some high pollen counts this year, but I don't recommend waiting for the pollen count to go high or to hope that it lingers. Why not just have Applied Security protect you at your home, your business, your property, and let them make sure that even if somebody who is not allergic to pollen and has bad intentions has no chance to break into your home or business. Applied Security's been doing that. If you like working with a local team, which I always think is the way to go. Applied Security's been protecting buildings here for 3+ decades. They've been providing security for Blue Water since day one. They do an excellent job, too. State-of-the-art security systems for entry. They also have the ability to place cameras wherever you strategically need them to protect a business or commercial property and, of course, your home as well. And they can also assume your existing monitoring if you're not pleased. The number is 279-8338, 279-8338. Applied Security. Work locally with Mark and Vicky. Two terrific people. Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number 276. We will probably be doing random facts in two parts today.
Okay.
Let's stretch the soup. It's a Monday.
Will do.
Thank you, Jay. And right now, your local news at 7:10.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Aaliyah's Marine Patrol Division confirms that the body recovered Saturday was that of 26-year-old Kelsey Starling of Troy. Starling hadn't been seen since a crash on Smith Lake on July 4th. Several people now face criminal charges in that crash. It is crunch time for candidates in Montgomery's runoff elections. Candidates for mayor Stephen Reed and David Wood say they've been busy the last few days of the campaign. Three city council seats have also moved on to runoff elections. The polls open Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock. And educators across the state say thousands of third graders could be held back because of a new reading test. This test is the result of a new state law. Critics say the testing will result in students with disabilities and English language learners being held back. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You're just getting started.
Come on, buddy. Get groovy. Get funky. Let's go.
Can we just start it so we can end it?
And I want to get started right away.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Are you ready to get the party started?
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Grab something and let's start.
Let's go.
Let's do this.
Let's go. Okay. Okay.
Let's all go.
Stop me up. Stop me up. I'll never stop.
Good Lord, let's go.
Well, let's get started.
Okay, folks, let's get this party started.
Let's get going.
We started playing with one another.
Let's go. Get up.
Let's rock.
Let's roll.
Make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery, 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Weekend's over. Weekend's over. Ooh, 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 ooh. Monday is here. Back to work now. Back to work. It's here. It's here.
And now,
Jay Scott helps you get smart with today's
random.
Not bad. I was expecting worse.
To get smart.
Oh, wow, Jay.
Well, from everything that he said, he was leading me into believe.
Well, no, I try to make sure your expectations are real.
Keep them low.
So I can't disappoint you.
Hey, that's how I live life. Did you know the chemical formula for the salt that makes solid cheese smooth and creamy is salt, which is Na3.
I'm not writing this.
C6H5O7. That spells nacho. I'm not kidding.
Is that a joke?
It is not a joke.
Is that actually a joke, Jay?
It is NaCHO. Nacho. Salt is Na, and then it's CHO, yeah.
Wow.
Jay.
Spells nacho.
I can't.
Yeah, look it up. It's true. These are all true random facts. Did you know that the Great California Flood of 1862 submerged Sacramento under 10 feet of water, turned California's Central Valley into a vast inland sea spanning 300 miles long, 20 miles wide, and 30 feet deep? It killed thousands. It bankrupted the state. And historically, on average, happens about every 200 years.
What year was this?
This was in 1862.
Sacramento.
Oh.
Yeah. It was more catastrophic than the big quake over the San Andreas.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. The Great California Flood. Did you know that after the release of Betty Davis Eyes in 1981, boy, that perked Emily up just then.
It didn't perk me up.
I saw a little jump.
She went to take notes.
Betty Davis wrote to Kim Carnes to thank her for making her part of modern times.
Oh, Betty!
Saying that her grandson now looked up to her. Wow. She even sent roses when the song won a Grammy.
Uh-huh.
And I got to be in a video where I had Betty Davis eyes. You ever see that?
Yeah, I saw it on YouTube.
It's on YouTube, yeah. I'm dressed like the Sheik.
I remember that.
Into a tent and I've got real heavy eye makeup on.
I remember that one.
And it happens to Bette Davis eyes, which, of course, we were playing to death at that time.
The anniversary of Bette Davis's death was over the weekend. Oh.
Did you know the Norwegian archipelago, which is just fun to say sometimes, of Svalbard, which is roughly the size of Ireland, is an entirely visa-free zone, meaning anyone can live and work on Svalbard indefinitely, regardless of country of citizenship.
Is it MasterCard free too?
See what you did there.
Well, they take American Express.
You got to discover his sense of humor, you know?
Discover. That's another card.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
You are the MasterCard, though, when it comes to telling jokes.
You're the first. The first comment says it's also a freezing hellhole with a population of less than 3,000 people, 6 months of darkness, an average temperature in the summer of about 6 degrees Celsius, dropping to an average of negative 14 Celsius in winter. So it's no wonder not many people want to go there. Although it's also home to the world's northernmost settlement with more than 1,000 people, northernmost schools, university, observatory, sewage plant, cell phone tower, circus, piano, electric organ. There's a number of things because it's home to the world's northernmost all of these things. Even in 2017, the northernmost bank robbery in history.
Wow.
So there you go. Did you know of Greg Hamm?
Right here. Right here.
No, Greg
well
Hamm.
Well played, Emily Hayes.
Don't talk about the man right in front of him.
Greg Hamm is one of the founding members of Men at Work.
Oh, okay.
Was also the flautist of Men at Work. He passed away of an overdose following a bout of depression. The depression was sustained from losing a plagiarism lawsuit from copyright trolls. His crime, and the one that really brought him down, was he was accused.
Is this Kookaburra?
Kookaburra.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That killed him?
Using part of the children's nursery rhyme Kookaburra on the solo in the song Down Under.
That story goes back a ways.
Poor fella.
But I know we did the comparison on the show.
It wasn't until 2007, after discussion on a music panel show, that the similarity to Kookaburra was widely discussed. I have no idea. I'd have to hear them side by side, or, you know, one then this.
I remember the nursery rhyme or the song or whatever it is, but I've never heard them side by side, so I'm having a hard time hearing it.
I know. I can't picture it in my head, but yeah. And before we hit the second part of Random Facts here, did you know that Cusco, it's the ancient capital of the Incan Empire.
That's Costco.
It could be pronounced in a different way than Cusco. But it's the ancient capital of the Incan Empire. It literally means belly button, as the Incas thought their capital to be the belly button of the world.
With a bunch of lint.
I don't think they were Catholic.
Oh, no.
What? And it's not just Catholics that observe Lent.
What did you give up for Lent?
It is, we'll resume with part two, and at the end of part two, we'll do our $10 food out with pop quiz question. Thought we have one or two more days. I know one of the things I grabbed a handful of, because they're so easy to make and they taste so authentic, Idaho spuds.
Spuds.
Spuds. Easy to make, add potatoes aside to any dish in just minutes. A Bluebell ice cream, $4.93 a pound. I went and paid my respects. Did not buy, not keto. But it is the best ice cream, and that's about, around $2.50 to $3 a half gallon lower than the chain stores. You're going to find this the first time you go to Food Outlet. If you pay attention to what you pay at the chains and then start comparing it to what you pay at Food Outlet, you're going to feel somewhat foolish, because you realize you've been paying retail prices for your groceries under the illusion that the more locations a store has, or that they're a national chain of stores, the better the deal you're going to get. Well, you may get a buy one, get one free here and there, but for the most part, at Food Outlet, it's cost plus 10 throughout the store, and they add a few specials every week. This week, and they look beautiful in the meat department. First cut pork chops, 98 cents a pound. So save big at all three locations, 3543 Highway 14 in Millbrook, 720 East Main, just west of 31 in the preferred community. And yes, a Bailey Graham went flying out of the chicken tender department yesterday morning around 7:45 at 439 Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. We're going to head down to the traffic dungeon, come back with part two of Random Facts in a moment.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update for you. If you are coming into Montgomery on the Troy Highway this morning, just as you pass Virginia Loop Road before you get to the intersection with the Boulevard, we have an accident right there that could cause you a little bit of a slowdown this morning. Hopefully it's out of the way now, but use caution as you head into the city. I-65-85 looking good right now. Highway 231, no issues, just the normal slowdowns. And the school zones are in effect. Watch out for the buses and the kids for just a little longer this morning. Drive carefully and smile. It's going to be a nice day today. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhart Toyota. Reinhart Toyota now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6. That's Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fall is officially here, and Southern Homes and Gardens invites you to the biggest plant sale of the year during the Fall Sales Event, October 7th through the 12th. Save up to 50% off a huge variety of trees, shrubs, and bedding plants, plus 50% off on outdoor furniture and pottery. Join us Saturday, October 12th from 11 to 1 for a free hot dog, chips, and drink while shopping great sales throughout the store. Shop our biggest plant sale of the year and enjoy lunch on us during the Fall Sales Event this weekend, October 7th through the 12th at Southern Homes and Gardens.
Thank you for calling Tire City. This is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling four tires for the price of three.
Absolutely. Buy three tires, get the fourth free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe some.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
My tires, expert service.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here to talk to you about being well and how you can get there with Dr. Jeff Pasley and Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Dr. Pasley's been serving the Montgomery area, Prattville, Wetumpka, Millbrook, for well over a decade now. And it's not just if you've got neck pain or back pain or muscular tightness and tension. You may need some nutritional guidance to help you with some things that cause you pain. But if you do have a specific condition, such as chronic back pain or a spinal condition, he can help you out with that. And to improve your overall health, not only are the chiropractic services offered, but also the nutritional guidance. And now Moss Therapeutics with massage therapy set up there at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. They're located just a mile or so off of I-65 on Highway 14 in Millbrook. You can check them out online at millbrookchiropractor.com and learn a lot about what they offer. Give them a call at 285-8483. They are open now. And if you're a new patient and want to go ahead and fill out your paperwork, you can do that online as well at millbrookchiropractor.com and tell them we said, hey, when you go see Dr. Jeff Pasley and the gang at Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
And now, we continue with part two of
Random Facts.
Your timing is really good on that. Even if it's not convoluted, the timing's really good there.
I'm a professional. Do not try it at home.
Back to Random Facts. Did you know the only real-world example of sky pirates happened in 1917, a Norwegian ship was captured by a German raiding party who boarded and seized the ship from a Zeppelin.
That's some stuff.
That's like movie
Yeah, that's like silent movie. You see the Zeppelin floating overhead, and then they try to shimmy down a rope ladder that's swaying in the wind to land on the deck. I'll stop now.
So they shimmy down from a Zeppelin to pirate a ship?
Yeah, they were from a Zeppelin, they captured and boarded and seized a ship from Norway.
Boy.
Yeah.
It's a tough job.
All they needed was a gun.
In 1917, you think, yeah.
Blow up the thing because they were made out of...
Helium?
Helium is safe.
At the time, it was the other one. Hydrogen was extremely flammable.
Did you know that if you wake up during REM sleep, your chance to remember your dream is about 80 to 90%, while it is less than 50% if you wake up during other sleep stages?
I didn't know that. That's interesting, because some of them, yeah. And if you don't write it down, too, you're going to forget it. You think it was so vivid.
You're right. Yeah. You are so right, because I've had a lot of those kind of dreams in the middle part of the day. Yep. Wake up, I feel like I was just actually in the middle of whatever the dream was doing. Yep. And by an hour later, I can't remember what it was. It's a phenomenon.
You ever tried to get back to a dream that you woke up from?
I did once.
Wait. No, it's not. No.
I've been back to a dream two or three times after waking up.
Ooh. Did you know, when economist Robert Lucas and his wife Rita split up in 1989... an odd condition of their divorce was that if he won a Nobel Prize within October 31st of 1995, half of the prize money would go to her. Well, sure enough, Robert Lucas won a Nobel Prize with $1 million attached to it for his theory about rational expectations on October 10th of 1995.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, how ironic.
I wonder if she knew something. Like, maybe she got the letter in the mail and she hid it away and said, hey, by the way, if you happen to win, I want half of that.
I know if I got an envelope in the mail and saw a Nobel Prize as the return address, I would probably want to find out what was in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just a strange condition of a divorce. If I read up more on it, I'm sure there was, you know, that was his, like, dream of doing something like that. I don't know. Did you know Canada requires 35% of all popular music played on the radio to be Canadian?
It's what killed CKLW that used to play hit records. And then when that law came in, it killed the radio station.
What kind of strange law is that?
Well, you know what? They feel, I think, it's an awful precedent.
Right?
I mean, you have to play 35% Canadian content, but Canadian content sucks.
Well, not all Canadian bands suck.
No, not all Canadian content. Nickelback's good.
You got Guess Who. It's all a part of CARP, the Canadian Artist in Reproduction.
Yeah. But, you know, Brian Adams, Celine Dion, I'm good.
It killed the Big Eight.
Our Lady Peace, Rush.
Oh, no, I know, but I'm talking about the less, like, Brian Adams and Celine Dion are like...
There's some good 41. Canadian stuff.
Alanis Morissette.
Justin Bieber.
These days, Justin Bieber can take care of almost that whole 70%. With his vast collection of hit.
Of hit.
all Bieber all the time. This is CBIR.
The Biebs. And finally, did you know that someone who is under the age of 21 in Wisconsin and some other states can legally be served alcohol at a bar or restaurant if they're in the company of a parent, guardian, or spouse who is over the age of 21?
Say this one more time, Neil.
Someone who is under the age of 21 in Wisconsin and some other states can actually be served alcohol legally at a bar or restaurant if they are in the company of a parent or a guardian or a spouse who is over the age of 21.
Got news for you. Used to be 18 in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And being as close as the Wisconsin border was to Illinois, there were a lot of junkets up that way. But, man, the cops used to sit on the Illinois side of the border looking to pull over youths.
I'll never forget when Louisiana was 18 for a while, And yeah. And then, you want to go to New Orleans?
Sure do. And those are all of your random facts.
Here are my questions.
Thank you.
Emily. All right, they're going to work out today's $10 food outlet pop quiz question. And in the meantime, let me urge you to visit this web address, infusioncryolaser.com. When's your next IV?
I don't know. Boy, do I need one ever.
I could use the pick-me-up, too.
I
am really eager, based on what I've heard, to try this red light room. This is a skin rejuvenation room. Again, like so many of the incredible, beneficial treatments, state-of-the-art, high-tech treatments you can get at Infusion. This one I have not tried yet, but I've talked to about half a dozen people that have, and they all say it's your skin feels great. No less an authority than Stick Shift Danny. It's a Juve therapy, and it does wonders for the skin, but it goes beyond that in terms of rejuvenation. That's really at the heart of so much of what Infusion does, accelerating healing with cryotherapy, boosting your energy, helping you lose weight with IV vitamin therapy. Take a look at their website, infusioncryoandlaser.com, and see if there isn't something there that can help perk up your life, give you more energy, or a better sense of self. Their number is 296-1662. Allison, by the way, who was on our show last week, is there to also consult with you on nutrition. If you think you need a little help with that, she's an expert. 296-1662 or infusioncryoandlaser.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, now it's time for today's $10 food outlet pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we learned about Cusco, the ancient capital of the Incan Empire, which literally translates to what?
Cusco. Yeah. Is that a membership warehouse?
Yeah, right. No.
All right, 272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. First person with a winning answer wins $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet at 733.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you are headed out of Prattville, you might want to take an alternate route. We have an accident, I-65, about halfway between Prattville and Montgomery, just before 143 enters there from Millbrook. That's going to have things backed up a bit. You might want to take an alternate route. Highway 31 from Prattville into Montgomery is clear this morning. Highway 231 out of Wetumpka to Montgomery looking good. The boulevard is busy, but no accidents to report there. Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue, busy this morning, but accident-free as well. Midterm B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration is going on now through October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, got a full board, but Sarah gets to go first because she was the first one in. Good morning, Sarah.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for listening to our show.
Are you a first-time caller?
Always.
Sarah?
Am I what?
You're not a first-time caller, are you, or are you?
I am a first-time caller.
You are.
Yes.
So you're just one answer away from a $10 right. gift certificate.
Cusco, do you know what that translates to? Just literally what it means.
Belly button.
You got it.
Yes.
You got it.
Hooray.
How long have you been listening and just now calling in?
I listen every morning on my way to work and on my way back home.
Oh, and how gosh, did we push you over the edge today?
I actually... I'm out in my car listening. I didn't have to go in as early this morning.
Oh, okay. I got you. Nice. Well, congratulations.
We really appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Hang on. Ye shall be rewarded. And you could be a double winner because you've also qualified for our end of the week grand prize drawing.
Hooray.
All right. Yay.
Now, I want everybody listening to know that if Sarah can do it, so can you. Pick up the phone and call and participate. Hi, Patricia.
Yes.
You didn't win, but we wanted to say thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Did you have a nice weekend?
I worked all weekend.
Yeah.
Well, I know those feels.
So did I.
Well,
Yep.
We hope that you have a better day today. Thank you for the call. Hey there, Sammy.
Hey, Greg. Good morning.
What's up?
I thought he said smelly mutton, so I guess I was out of luck. Oh, I went and saw the Joker this weekend. I'm trying to get over it. So that's why I'm listening to your show, but y'all perk me up.
Oh, the Joker?
Yeah.
What is your phone? Oh, man, it's dark as it gets. Good movie, but woo!
Not for me.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call and the mini review at 7:37.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
So this is the day we've been talking about for quite a while, 10, 11 days. The cool front, the leading edge of cooling air moving through the state today. Of course, you won't feel the relief until we're back behind it tomorrow, but there is a line of showers ahead of it. It's pretty robust right now, but it becomes a little anemic, unfortunately, when it gets closer to us. So I'm not real optimistic on the amount of rain, but keep your fingers crossed. Some of you got some good showers here and there, spotty relief over the weekend. High today in the upper 80s, risk of an evening shower tonight, low 67. Maybe a leftover shower somewhere in the area tomorrow, but we're into the nicer air. And even though highs will still be in the mid to upper 80s, it will feel better. Little breeze, lower humidity, low tomorrow night in the mid-60s. Wednesday and Thursday, high in the upper 80s, which doesn't sound good, but it really will be much better than last week. Lows in the 60s at night. And then some spotty showers Friday. That in advance of the next cold front. And the second one this week, the one that arrives Friday night into Saturday morning, is the real deal cool. Some really nice numbers behind it. If you want to get a peek at some of those numbers, check out my morning video this morning. Right now, this morning, we have a few scattered clouds. Northeast winds at 6, temperature 71, it's 7:39.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, get ready to play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
Because Simon Cowell is 60.
Shut up.
Well.
Wow.
So
I liked our conundrum. Can we save it?
Yes, we need to.
Oh, yeah.
Because we had a couple of sucko conundrums last week. A
couple of suckos.
And whatever develops on the markets today, don't forget Brant McDonald analyzes it for you at 5:10 this afternoon. Brant from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Call him at 387-0094 and get a plan going for you and your family.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report. About 20,000 GE employees in the U.S. are getting their pension plans frozen, according to changes unveiled today by the company, which is trying to cut its pension deficit by up to $8 billion and its net debt by up to $6 billion. The freeze, effective January 1st, 2021, won't affect retirees already collecting pension benefits or employees with production benefits. A bad year for bank jobs could be getting worse. HSBC reportedly planning to cut 10,000 jobs. This on top of around 5,000 job cuts announced earlier this year. And the UAW GM strike entering its fourth week. A top union official saying things took a turn for the worse over the weekend. Also that GM's response to a proposal from the union did nothing to address job security. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
The IRS has the power to take your property, garnish your wages, and even send you to jail for back taxes and unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to kick in your door. Call Kick IRS today. At Kick IRS, we protect you from bank levies, wage garnishments, and asset seizures. No matter how much you owe, Kick IRS will resolve your tax debt and kick the IRS out of your life once and for all. Call Kick IRS right now at 866-KICK-IRS. That's 866-KICK-IRS. Or visit us on the web at kickirs.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. It is crunch time for candidates in Montgomery's runoff elections. Candidates for mayor Stephen Reed and David Woods say they've been busy the last few days of the campaign. Three city council seats have also moved to runoff elections. The polls open tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Aaliyah's Marine Patrol Division confirms that the body recovered Saturday was that of 26-year-old Kelsey Starling of Troy. Starling hadn't been seen since a crash on Smith Lake on July 4th. Several people now face charges in that crash. And educators across the state say thousands of third graders could be held back because of a new reading test. The test is the result of a new state law. Critics say the testing will result in students with disabilities and English language learners being held back. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Tomorrow, the clock is ticking on an all-new Fox Tuesday. First on The Resident.
We need to lock the ER down now!
Will the doctors betray their oath to save an innocent man?
I am doing the most good for the greatest number of people.
Then, how far will the Lion's enemies go to end the Empire?
I need Lucius Lion's grandchildren now!
No! All-new Empire after The Resident.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Big steak on my plate. Making a YouTube video. Watch me eat and I'll make lots of dough. Mukbang vids so great. Who cares if I gain tons of weight? Eating all the way to the bank. Fill up my tummy while making money. Mentioning vids are making me famous. Oh, don't know why they like watching me. Watch me eating and eating and eating and eating. I'm in your YouTube feed and I'm eating. Watch me eating and eating and eating and eating. It's better than TV. Watch me eating.
Does an area on a grand parody make me at least seem a little hipper than...
No.
An area on a grand?
An area on a...
Oh, Ariana Grande. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you said an area on a grand.
When I play, you bought a new car.
When I play AG...
No.
When I play AG, does that make me seem hipper?
Oh, real quick. Before the...
Yes.
Before the rain just... belted down
everything
at the fair with me and Emily, a couple came by.
Oh, yeah.
Who listened to us and have been listening to us for years, never called into the show.
We told them to call in.
We did, and I don't think that'll happen, but they never called into the show, but they listened to us for years and have been listening to us
for
years.
Yeah, like when they were out in California and they listen. Now, the husband listens to you in the morning and the afternoon. However, the wife listens in the morning, and then she listens to the Gump in the afternoon. So, go me.
When I went by the fireman's desk with all the, you know, with all the Montgomery Fire Department.
Inside the Coliseum?
Yeah. They asked, oh, my gosh, when... can I meet Greg? I said, well, he's not going to be here today. And they said, he was so disappointed.
I got a few people asking him, when's Greg going to be out
who
here?
Who was it? Reverend Olson or something? It's somebody that's friends with your buddy with the, what's the guy's name? Yeah, what's the guy's name? I don't know. He works with somebody that you've talked about a lot, and I can't remember his name for the life of me now.
Anyway, there were people that couldn't care less that I was there, but wanted Greg.
Yeah, he said to tell you hello. He came under the the Blue Water tent during the deluge.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. You meet the nicest people in deluges.
Yeah, right. Well, when you've got cover over your head, yeah, you'll meet all sorts of people.
There were a couple of officers that came and stood under there with us.
Yeah.
Because they got stuck in the rain.
We had a whole family. I was there during rain, too.
Yeah.
We had a whole family in there. Yeah.
It was something.
And then they were asking why the why our beanbags were wet. Well, I'm sorry. They were wet because it rained.
Oh, you mean the cornhole beanbags?
Yeah, well, there's a wonderful sound they make when you throw them after they're wet. Yeah. Whereas they don't move anymore. They just go plop.
Yeah, just...
And they were still a little damp at noon yesterday.
Yeah.
Were they?
It takes a lot to get those things, to dry those things out.
Hey, guess what?
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
The name of the name game for the 7 o'clock hour is Demetria Thomas. Demetria Thomas, you have until the end of the hour to get in touch with us at 396-5477. And when you do, you will qualify for a $1,000 gift card to Dillon Rings on Brown Springs Road. Isn't that amazing? Right before the holidays? I think so. Stay tuned because we call a name every hour from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. all this week to qualify people for that $1,000 gift certificate. And if you haven't thrown your name in the hat yet, it's super simple to do so. You just go to newstalk931.com, click on the name game banner, and submit your name there. And then you just keep listening. That's the easy part because you already do it.
All right, Simon Cowell is the topic of the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
Because today Simon hits the big 6. And if you think you know your Simon or you just like to take a shot at it, $10 Seafood Bistro gift card to play True the Baloney. I need a contestant. I'm being emphatic. 2729.
That's kind of mean.
I got scared.
I did.
Really? I was just trying to be emphatic.
You lost lots of weight.
Yeah. He's not emphatic anymore.
Do you know, I realized something over the weekend that I thought was significant, that for every pound I've lost, I've gained a Facebook follower. How about that?
Who sang the song Simple Simon Says?
That's 1910 Fruit Gum Company.
Yeah.
Thanks, you too.
Canadian content.
we'll find that. Looks like we have people who want to play. Cue them up, Jay, while we get traffic.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a mess on I-65. If you're coming out of Prattville, there's an accident about halfway to Montgomery. We're showing on the boards and have had reports that traffic is backed up all the way to Cobbs Ford Road. Got a couple of options. The Toll Bridge Road through Millbrook or Highway 31 out of Prattville is accident-free this morning. Atlanta Highway, busy but moving. So is the Boulevard 231 out of Wetumpka. Busy this morning but also moving. Drive carefully and be kind to your fellow drivers. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has a bright, fresh new look and currently has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior, cleaning the home thoroughly. Have a professional cleaner, landscaping, painting the front door. Repair any items that you've put off. Present the home. Buyers like clean homes. Be able to show the home with a short notice. Allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions. Promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing costs to be paid by the seller. Provide a one-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, I'm waiting for the 1910 Fruit Gum Company.
Oh.
Why does it do that?
I have no idea.
When the stereo is split, only one channel plays. It's kind of annoying. Very annoying.
A lot of people are going to find you annoying.
Well, that and the music, too. All right, 19-time Fruit Cup Company, everybody. Glad you enjoyed that year.
That's our Canadian content for today.
In the nitty-gritty capital city at 752.
Time. Oh, my God.
Time to play True the Baloney. And we have Jody. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hi. Right,
you hang on. You're contestant one. And let's say good morning to Laura.
Good morning.
How you doing? All right, Laura, don't go away. You're the second one in. We'll be going back and forth between you two women while we play the game. I did that deliberately. You know that.
I know.
All righty then. So we start with Jody. Your statement. His former Idol co-stars, Randy Jackson and Paula Abdul, are both older than Simon Cowell. Again, his former American Idol co-stars Randy Jackson and Paula Abdul are both older than Simon Cowell. Is that truth or baloney?
That's truth.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
No, Randy's older at 63, but the immortal Paula Abdul is 57. But you're still in the game because you called in first. So hold on.
She's 57?
Yeah.
Wow, I saw she was on an episode of America's Got Talent just the other day.
We just did her birthday the other day.
I say just the other day. It was whatever,
you
weeks
know that
ago.
Girl, Debbie Gregory, I dated, that was on the John Ritter show, Hearts of Fire.
Uh-huh.
She was good buddies with Paula Abdul, so I used to get the inside scoop.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Amazing. She's 57.
Oh. Here's Laura. Here's your statement. Simon's current America's Got Talent co-host, Howie Mandel, is older than him. In other words, Howie is older than Simon. Is that truth or baloney?
True.
Winning.
That's right. Howie will be 64 next month. God, that's old. Hang on.
Yeah, Laura laughing on that one.
Say that for me.
Oh.
Jody.
Because that's what I tell
you. You got to get this one right or it's all over.
Okay.
Simon's first wife was older than him. Simon Cowell's first wife was older than him. Is that truth or baloney?
Truth. Oh my gosh, I give up.
Well, you know why that's baloney? He's never been married.
Trick question.
Man, trickery.
But don't hate me. Come to Bomb Hours Wednesday night. I'll buy you a beer. And you qualified for our grand prize drawing on Friday.
Woohoo! All right, thanks, y'all.
You are great
contestant.
Thanks
for playing.
So, Laura, you are the winner, and let's go over the last couple of these, okay, just for funsies?
Sure.
Former American Idol judge Ellen DeGeneres is older than Simon. That's true to belong.
False.
Truth.
It's true.
I was going to go
true. A year and a half older. She'll be 62.
Totally guessing.
I knew she was close to it, so.
Susan Boyle from Britain's Got Talent is older than Simon. Truth or baloney?
I think it's baloney.
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 Winning.
Yeah, she's 58 this past April. She was only 48 when she first did that show.
Ooh, slow down now.
There goes the cars.
I think she's standing somewhere. Are you near the airport?
No, I am actually in the... I just pulled back up at the house dropping the grandbabies off from school.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're so glad you listened, and now you have a $10 Steve and Bistro gift card. Don't go away. Well, that was good. Look, we wrapped up the 8 o'clock hour with fun and excitement.
Yay!
Yay fun. And then next hour, we got some amazing morning maroons.
Don't we, though?
You'll find out about the most popular condiments. And we'll have a new name right after 8, won't we?
In the name game, yes. This is how it's going to be for the rest of our lives.
And you'll find this hard to believe, but I already have the intro pasted in after Fox News, so...
Look at you, getting ahead of the game there.
I wanted to play a little bit of the baloney game, because I think it's fun.
You can play it with us.
We can play it.
We can be your friends.
At 7:56. When you need furniture...
Uh-huh.
You've got 2 weeks to pick up your prize.
Yeah. That would include you, newlywed, which you still are, in my opinion.
Yeah. How long are you a newlywed? Like the whole year?
I don't think there's a...
I think you get the first year.
I don't think there's a definition.
I'm going to look it up, though.
It depends on how long it seems like you've been married. Like, to some people, you'll be a newlywed in another year.
Wait a minute. It says, it's only until a week from Tuesday.
The time during which a married couple is considered newlywed varies, but for social science research purposes, it may be considered as up to 4 years into the marriage.
Wow. What? I feel like we've been married forever. In the best way.
I can see how that...
In the best way, I feel like we've always been together. It's an amazing feeling.
Where's that tap dance stuff?
You were saying?
I am super happy. Truly am.
Let me give you some good marital advice. Get quality furniture, but get the best price you can.
Well, yes. You know, we're very budget conscious.
Save an extra 1.5% on sales tax by going to Kaiser Fine Furniture.
Mm.
It's not a big, ostentatious building with a lot of overhead. It's a big, functional building, almost deceptively so when you first pull up at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. But it's just beyond the greedy clutches of our 10% sales tax
system. Greedy clutches.
So you pay 8.5% whatever you pick out, and boy, you will get deals there. Now, my recommendation, when you first get there, ask to see Stella. Any of the staff, they're great, but we worked with Stella when we needed a recliner. And within a few minutes, she had about 10 different recliners lined up. Great price on all of them. The one that met the specific standards we were looking for. Can we get that? I mean, it rocks. It's goes side to side, has a footrest, and nice and squishy comfy for the dogs. Of course, we buy all of our furniture with them in mind first. Who doesn't? And we got it for under $400, and we didn't have to pay that unctuous 10% sales tax. So you save on top of it. Great service, great selection. If you can't find it at Kaiser, it ain't been made. And I made that up all by myself, but it's true. Kaiser Fine Furniture on Facebook, and again, on 4044 Wetumpka Highway, just before you get to Oshuck's Oyster Bar going north. Fox News in 2.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, that accident on I-65 between Prattville and Montgomery has been cleared, and things are moving once again on I-65. The boulevard is still busy around the Montgomery area, but we have no accidents there. Atlanta Highway busy. There's a little bit of a slowdown. I-85 into Montgomery around Taylor Road. And, of course, Taylor Road a little bit busy this morning as well. We've got no issues, though, now anywhere, and hopefully we'll